The next item is the an update on from the Milwaukee County staff regarding materials testing work and engineering. This is both the matter of testing of the concrete and the options for maintenance and upkeep and restoration of the concrete parts of the structure. And the other matter is the glazing option. And Julie, what's happening?
My name is Julie Bassin. I'm an engineer with the Architecture and Engineering Division at Milwaukee County. And right now we are getting the contract negotiated, finalized between Pierce Engineering. And hopefully within several weeks I'll be starting to take core samples. What we've done is because the testing turned out to be so expensive, and we're actually just in a preliminary planning, not an actual project, we're going to do one of the domes and see that how the concrete tests out and what they can give us on that. So I'm expecting a full report by the end of September, but I maybe might have an answer in early to mid-September as to any issues. But I'm not expecting there to be any issues. We don't know, but it's good to know. It's something we have to do. So we're working on that, and then I'll know what I have to spend to actually work with someone. I'm trying to get the ideas on glazing system, fixing the glazing system, and maybe some mock-ups on what can be done if we have to change or fix or do something about the glazing system. I don't know if any of you walked in while it was storming to any of those domes today, but it's interesting. Keep yourself a little sky. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are on material testing.
Any questions?
For the glazing, is that a separate RFP?
Yes, it'll be a separate RFP. I still have to determine the extent of what we're thinking of based on how much money I have left on the concrete testing. We'll see. We'll see what kind of response I get from manufacturers, glazing system, production places, or even just general contractors that may have ideas on how to fix and repair and or change out this whole glazing system.
So are you saying that right now what we're looking at is allowing this structure, these structures to go forward? We wouldn't be thinking at all about replacing. Is that correct?
That's later in the agenda. We'll get to it.
Yes, I'm impartial. I'm just there to get the scientific
evidence. I couldn't tell if this, you know, we're on this path.
These tests will help decisions be made in the future, I'm hoping. Okay.
Julie, would the mock-ups be part of that glazing RFP or
that's
process?
What I'm hoping,
okay.
Depending on how expensive that is and how much money I actually have left. But for me, if we go forward to doing some kind of repair, at some point, I need a mock-up so I know that it's going to work. Because when you're starting to spend millions of dollars, we have to know that whatever the solution is, this is custom. Because you all know that when you're doing a custom project that no one's ever done before, that it's just a lot more difficult. Someone can come in and tell you they know how to fix it, but until they really get in there and start doing stuff, you don't really even know. And you don't even know how expensive it's going to be. So we're trying to
And you know, from the background, from so to speak, for the task force, we've seen different proposals for how changes to the design of the glazing system, the way in which the glazing material is attached, with some ideas of ways to eliminate pooling water and maybe drainage better and all that sort of stuff. So it's very because the cost of undertaking those changes are so significant, and they are such a big component of what we will be presenting to the county board and the county administration. It's very important for the task force to get as much information as we can about those methodologies and the costing of them as we go forward. And I see this as being related to the next phase of the task force operations. And I hope that we can structure phase three in a way that it will forward the efforts to answer these questions on restoration. restoration and repair and preservation.